With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the week in which Republicans must find a way to fund the government has arrived. Without new legislation, the shutdown will begin on Saturday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House Republicans released their continuing resolution, or CR, on Saturday, laying out legislation that they hope to use to fund the government until September 30th, the end of the fiscal year 2025. The CR, crafted by House Speaker Mike Johnson in close coordination with the Trump administration, is an attempt to get nearly the entire Republican conference on board. The CR includes an increase in defense spending while simultaneously reducing non-defense spending. Johnson is expected to bring the funding bill to a floor vote on Tuesday, ahead of a potential partial government shutdown that would kick in after the March 14th deadline. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It appears even the man who wrote The Art of the Deal may have his hands full trying to negotiate with Iran over its nuclear program. Bob Agnew reports.
Iran policy expert Gabriel Noronha says the Islamic Republic is at a crossroads.
President Trump has said, look, you can go the easy way or you can go the hard way here.
The easy way, except the terms of a new deal from the White House.
The hard way is see your nuclear program destroyed.
Summing up the response from Iranian leader Ali Khamenei.
Buzz off, not interested in talks. I'm not going to succumb to your ridiculous demands.
Noronha tells the Salem Radio Network Iran now has the capacity to produce several nuclear weapons in a matter of weeks. Bob Agnew reporting.
New York's Corrections Commissioner has declared an end to a wildcat strike by correctional officers and says more than 2,000 officers who have not returned to work have been fired. The state and the Guards Union struck a deal to end the strike this weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 890 points. This is SRN News. Another attempt to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC summer convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC summer gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Virginia man arrested during a megachurch's Sunday service on suspicion that he was about to embark on a mass shooting has been convicted of a hate crime. A jury has found Rui Jiang guilty of trying to obstruct congregants' free exercise of religious beliefs. Prosecutors said Jiang intended to shoot congregation members of the Park Valley Church in Haymarket in 2023. He was arrested at the church armed with a handgun. This is SRN News. Wall Street wonders how much pain President Trump will accept for the economy. We hear more on Monday's market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
The stock market sell-off accelerated as worries built about pain for the economy because of tariffs and other policies from President Donald Trump. The S&P 500 fell 2.7% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its worst week since September. At one point, the S&P was down 3.6% and on track for its worst day since 2022. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 890 points. It's about 2.1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 4%. Elon Musk's Tesla fell more than 15%. That was one of the biggest losses in the market. Airlines and other companies that also need U.S. shoppers feeling confident to spend money also took losses. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.